Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in a dream.
On Talk Radio.
There we go, dear listener. Welcome back. Welcome back, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Captain Boyle is here.
Word to all
we
your mothers.
We have made peace. We've got no YouTube, no Periscope anymore. That's not happening. So, you have to listen on... how do they listen? I've forgotten.
You can listen on the app, the Talk Radio app.
Yes.
You can listen online at www.talkradio.co.uk.
And there's a third way.
Oh, DAB.
Thank you very much indeed. They're simple kids there. I trusted the spirits today. I was sat at the computer. I was sat at the computer today. And I thought, I want to hear some music, but I don't want to hear... I'm not going to go straight to the Monkees. I'm not going to go straight to the Beatles. I'm not going to go straight... So I did the musical prayer. I said, spirits, please find me something. Basically, I scrolled through without looking, then just stopped. And it came up with... these were the options that were available to me. Simon and Garfunkel, Sinita, or the Sydney Torch and Queen's Hall Light Orchestra. And this is their track. This is what they... And I thought, no, and I went in for Simple Kid. Boy, oh boy, what a joy that was.
So you ignored the spirits. They gave you three options and you said not good enough.
No, Simple Kid was one of the options.
Oh, right.
I thought that was... okay. And I'm glad I did because it's a great album. I met him about 10 years ago. Then I did a little hunt to find out where this guy was. He's now a music teacher in Hastings.
It's probably much more sensible.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'll be very welcome too. We got a guest this evening. Richie Tolway is here. Good evening, Richie.
Hello.
And
thank you.
I, there's something about you I don't like, and I'm going to come out and say it.
Great.
You're good looking, you've got great hair, and you're buff. And to be honest, Catherine, to be
That's
confronted...
That's three things about him you don't like.
Okay, but to be confronted with that on my first day back is... it makes me as a man feel inadequate. So just bear that in mind, okay?
Okay, for what's about to happen.
This is why Periscope got canned, because this guy's too good looking. Hey, Richie, it's nice to meet you. We kind of have mutual friends in as much as you were recommended to us by Hemda from Keith and the Girl, who we love on this show. We've been on their show. They've been on this show. It's a little bit, you know, it's like put your keys into the fruit bowl and see who goes home with who.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Hemda sent us an email saying, we've just had this guy on. His plan is a bit nuts. We think you might like him. And your plan is nuts.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing, man?
I'm throwing all of my life savings into a round-the-world trip that's guided by people on the internet. I have no plans. Like, I am checking out of my hostel here in London tomorrow at 10 a.m., and wow. I do not have a hostel booked in whatever city I may go to tomorrow.
Okay. Now, did you describe it as a choose-your-own-adventure?
Yes.
Were you one of those books?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you have those books in the States then? I thought they were a very British.
Yeah, we had them. But
Ian Livingstone was the main guy behind them. And once I had to introduce Ian Livingstone on stage at an awards do. Greatest thrill of my life. I made a joke about a 20-sided die. I got a big laugh. but this is... the decisions are open to the public to decide.
Yeah. Generally speaking.
That's going to come back to bite you on the ass. I've been in America. I can say ass convincingly.
Yeah.
That's going to bite you on the butt, isn't it, man?
I don't know. I mean, there's some days that have been kind of crazy where people are like, you have to go do this. You have to go do that. Go run and, you know, put your feet in the water. Eat some chips. it's a lot, you know. I'm trying to vacation for 20 people at once. I'm eating. I can eat for 20 people. Yeah. That's the good thing. But
when you say eat chips, you mean chips, not crisps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would never call your chips or my chips
Thank
anymore.
You. Thank you. Because I just took my 6 and 8 year old to New York, and they found it hilarious that you guys call jam jelly. They found that hilarious, and then they were asked. So your jelly is what we call jam. Just to bear that in mind.
Wait.
Yeah. So your jelly and peanut butter sandwich. That's a disgusting combination.
No, it's not. It's great.
Right. Just hang on. It's disgusting. But also, jelly is jam.
No.
Yes.
No. Yep. Jelly is like the fake stuff. There's preserves that have the fruit bits.
What?
There's jam that has the seeds.
What?
And then there's jelly that just is made with the pectin and the juice.
America has
delineations.
Jam?
But then what's the stuff you put in the mold, like for parties and
Jello.
That's Jello. And this is what my eldest was asking me, what do they call jelly? And I couldn't remember. All week I was thinking, I'm not going to Google it. And then on the flight home, I went, Jello. So you actually have jam. This is the first. Next, you'll be saying America understands irony, which of course we know that Americans do. I was being ironic.
From what I understand, it's there's different things. There's different, you know.
Wow.
It's like that's the worst of them all. It's jelly. That's
okay.
The cheap stuff.
Wow.
It's just a bunch of sugar.
This is incredible. These are incredible scenes.
It's all a learning experience.
I loved that. And yet, when I was in America. Didn't learn any of this. No. Those guys keep that secret.
I was working with an American last week, and she told me about biscuits. Your biscuits are scones.
Oh, your biscuits are this.
I just had this conversation with
meat and gravy.
What?
Sorry?
Biscuits?
Are you American? Who is this guy? I think we've got a Canadian has snuck in. Don't you have biscuits with like meat and gravy?
Yes, like biscuits and gravy. Biscuits with sausage gravy. Yeah.
Oh, dirty.
But they're like a savory scone. They're like a scone with no sweetness to it, and it's just that like flaky, buttery.
So almost a dumpling, but not squidgy enough.
Yes, pretty much a dumpling, but just baked.
The Americanization of our language continues because we say cookies now.
Biscuits are French word.
We say, please.
we say
Oreos now. In America, deep fried Oreos.
Oh God,
man!
Where are we eating?
We deep fry everything.
Deep fried Oreos. What, room service.
Shut
deep
up.
Fried Oreos.
No.
Oh, it was filth.
That stuff you try out at home when you come back from the pub, isn't
mate,
it?
We do deep fried Snickers.
Oh, you
Snickers
dirty
candy
devils.
Bars.
Mm. Yeah, man alive. Honestly, America's where it's at. Apart from, you know, the racist president. And apart from that.
Oh, I mean, just the racist country.
But also, what was great about it, I went on holiday with my boys, and they were put in a cage for 5 days, and I got to have a holiday on my own. So high fives all round. Now, what we'll do is we'll give out the websites now.
Great.
If you want to tell Richie where to shove it. And I mean that almost literally, because that might be one of the things. And then we'll also give it at the end, so you can have a think. But the website is unguidednations.com, and I'll tweet all this in a minute. unguidednations.com. It's also the YouTube channel, which I've just subscribed to, Unguided Nations.
Thank you.
On YouTube, you'll find it. Is it? What are you on Twitter?
Unguided Nations.
This guy's clever. You've got
Facebook, Unguided Nations. Instagram, Unguided Nations. I got it all.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace. check out my LinkedIn.
I got an email from LinkedIn last week for the first time. Anyway, we're going off on tangent.
Okay.
So what can they tell you to do? How does it work?
I mean, it's like, you know, for the people that are going to be in the cities that I'm going to, it's like, show me something cool. Let's go film it. I'm really getting into film. I'm like, you know, just discovering that whole creative outlet.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting pretty good. You can check it out on YouTube. Yeah. But I've been studying. That's what I did in preparation for this. I didn't look up how to travel well. I didn't look up where to go.
Right.
I watched hours and hours of how to film, how to edit, what gear to get. I was like, I am going to screw this up royally, but I want to be able to show it the best way possible.
I have to apologize because you were filming in Brighton.
Yeah.
And someone stole your drone.
Yeah.
So on behalf of Britain.
Right.
It was probably someone who voted Brexit. But I apologize, man. That's terrible. What happened?
Well, it was kind of my bad. But I was flying the drone and it was running the battery low, and it went to go return back to its home point, and I tried to override the computer. I thought it was flying the wrong way, and so I tried to fly it back to the home point, ended up taking it farther away. either way, it landed in a different spot, far away from me. Yeah. And by the time I found where it had actually landed, maybe 3 minutes had passed, but it was gone. So it was just, you know.
Oh, that's lousy. Missing.
But it was, you know, I've parted ways with everything I owned. And that's the second time I've done that in my life. Like, I really have gone through, like, some cathartic, you know. You gave away your guitar, didn't you? I gave away my guitar that I had since I was 16 years old to my friend. And I said, if you're going to use it, use it. And if not, please give it away. Things are meant to be played with. When I lost the drone, I was, like, sad. And mad for like an hour, and I was like, well, I have the controller and extra batteries, so whoever has it should take these, you know. Yeah. Like, at least be able to use the damn thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, you can say damn.
Okay, great.
I'll give you a list of the words that you can't say.
Great.
She's got tattooed all over her back,
all the fun ones.
Okay, so let's go back a bit. So why are you doing, where has this idea come from? What happened in your life where you thought, man, I'm gonna go around the world and let people tell me what to do?
Well, geez. Started out, I mean, I was a stand-up comic in New York City for like 4 years.
Wow.
That came after a divorce at 25 in Arizona. It sold my house, and
a divorce at 25.
My first video, yeah. It's I've lived a lot of lives. I dropped out of high school at 16, went straight to college, was ready to graduate at 20, started comedy, quit comedy, got married. Was married for a few years, bought a house, everything.
Yeah.
Married at 22, divorced at 25.
Oh man,
sold the house. It's fine. It didn't work out.
Yeah,
you know? After this most recent breakup. I'll skip ahead and then go back. But after every breakup, I looked at it, I was like, I've never gotten worse after a breakup. Things have only gone up. So that kind of helped me push through this last one. But went through a divorce and I just sold my house, sold everything, drove to New York City, across the country, with two boxes in my SUV. Did comedy there for a while, but just got into the partying too much, a lot of drugs and everything. And I ended up just falling out of love with comedy, falling out of love with the city. I had been kind of thinking about moving to L.A., and I was depressed, and I went to a therapist, and they were like, well, first off, stop drinking. You're drinking something that's a depressant.
Mm.
So I quit drinking, got sober, and I was going to still, you know, and then I went through a breakup. I was going to move to L.A., and I was like, well, it could be a six-hour flight, or it could be like a month-long trip around the world. And so I was gearing up for this, like, quick, you know, thing, a long move to L.A., basically. And then my sister was talking to me one day, and she was like, are you excited for your vacation? And her calling it a vacation freaked me out so much, because that implies that you're going to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, it's going to be 6 months now. And then it's grown it's grown to, like, I think a year I'm planning for it now. I met somebody that did this a few years back, kind of a Europe and then a Southeast Asia thing, and for what I was budgeting for like 6 months, they said they lasted over a year.
Right.
And they had like a lot of flights involved and whatnot. So now I'm just like, all right, cool. Let's go for a year. And if I can gather any other money, or if I can go back to New York City and make a bunch of money moving people or whatever, and then go out and do it again. I mean, this might be my thing now.
Mm.
And you talk about moving people. We're talking about moving people like four apartments in a day.
This is how you made the money, was this being a removal guy.
Right. I was
on
a
your
handyman.
Own,
I was a I was a handyman on an app. Well, I guess you guys have it here, TaskRabbit.
No, we don't.
You have it in London?
No, we don't do
well,
it.
Well, I've never used it.
All right. Well, there's an app called TaskRabbit. Yeah. It's like Uber for services, you know, handyman and cleaning services and whatnot, and movers. And I figured out, I just kept chasing the money up. I was like a furniture builder and then a plumber, an electrician, and then like the real money in New York City, because nobody has a car. Nobody could even drive a car in New York City. So I was like, I have a license. I can go rent this big box truck and just move apartments. And I have a high threshold for pain. I just push through it.
Oh, and let's put that to the test.
And I'm strong, and I have no problem just turning my back into gelatin and ruining it. But I could move like four apartments in a day solo.
And I remember hearing you saying that that when you gave your prices, people would flinch, but then they would realize you were talking about 2 hours work and not a whole day.
Right. Yeah, it's like you're gonna move your I'm gonna move your entire apartment in 2 hours for like $350. Boom, call it a day. Rather than some movers that are gonna, you know,
charge you that
everything.
Per hour.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, moving in New York City is such a racket. It's like, I help people. I move them for like $300 or $400, and they're like, I've got quotes for $1,200, $1,500.
Wow.
It's such a racket there for these moving companies.
And you were having fun, in inverted commas. You were drinking, you were drugging, and kind of not really focusing on anything beyond that.
Right. Well, yeah, because it was 1 week that I would have to work a month. There's like the last 3 or 4 days of the month, and then the first two.
Isn't that incredible?
And $8,000 later, I have the rest of the month to just piss it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
That's a borderline.
Okay. Well,
that's a borderline. Listen, we'll take a quick break. 0344 499 1000. We've got Richie Tolway. If you want to find out, follow him on Twitter, Unguided Nations. It's unguidednations.com as well. And go and subscribe to the YouTube channel while we have a quick break. Back after this.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Here we go. Sorry. Ian Lee, Late Night Alternative, Talk Radio. Catherine Boyle's here. We've got Richard Tolway here. And Kath has just put two and two together. And you've realised that
he was up a ladder when we went to see
Richie
Keith
before.
Yes, we have.
So go on, because you remember better than me.
Because I've only been to Keith and the Girls' place once.
I've been there twice, yeah.
They asked me to go back
because I was such a good guest. Yes.
You were worried about
and then you phoned up to try and muscle in on what was basically my interview, but that's fine. But, and I'm cool with that now. So anyway, yes.
Yeah, so and when we were there, I remember like they were kind of getting the microphones ready and everything. We first arrived. There was a guy up a ladder.
A buff guy up a ladder.
Buff guy up a ladder. How could I forget the face? I mean, if you just go up a ladder and turn around.
Look at that ass.
But it was you. It must have been you.
Because you were a handyman and you were saying you kind of ended up doing handyman work for Keith and the Girl.
Yes. If there was someone installing lights, it was for sure me. And I'm remembering it more, absolutely.
How freaky is that?
So weird.
This is nuts, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild.
We've been in the same room as each other before.
Actually, there are a few jobs around here we could do with some help with. Well, I don't know if you notice the microphone's screwed.
I tried to jump into
when
action.
When I came in, the microphone fell off its stand. And that Richard just jumped in and went, let me have a go at this. Fair play, he didn't do it.
No, but he looked but like he knew what he was
he
doing.
He was very... my headphones are broken. I'm only getting one ear. Maybe you could have a look at that.
Sure.
So we've got Richie Tolway, Unguided Nations on Twitter. Who is traveling around the world on your own dollar? You're not asking for people to put money in the hat.
I turned down donations.
That's great.
In my second video, I was like, people asked if I was doing a Kickstarter or anything like that. And it's like, no, donate your money to somewhere else.
Wow.
I say so much into the camera that I forget that I don't release it all. But I'm like, I was just walking around in Brighton, and there was a busker. And I'm like, that's going to be like my rules. It's like, if you ask for money, I'm giving it to you. If you're a busker, I'm going to give you money. Wow. If you're going to plug anything, because people have gotten on, I do like live streams on Instagram and things like that. And I take like live dares and I just interview people on the street. If they're going to throw out their Instagram handle, like plug away, you know, I respect the hustle. That's my rule. Like respect the hustle. Just give people any platform they want. So yeah, I just threw a guy £2 on the way here. Like I just... money is... it sucks.
Will you accept a sofa for the night? And how do you know when people aren't crazy?
I think you've got to say
I've already had... Oh, no, yeah.
I know what a sofa is.
I don't think they do.
He's not an animal.
Well,
Yeah, I mean, I'm not at that point where I'm like, I need to crash on someone's couch. And I feel like such an inconvenience all the time, you know? I'm just like, I would never. I was in Brighton, and I was walking down to the beach. I was going to go look for some dinner on the beach, and I saw two ladies carrying a headboard, and they were struggling mightily. So I was like, I used to be a mover. Can I get that for you? And I threw it on my shoulders, and I walked it in, and they were like, well, come in and have a drink. And I was like, I don't drink. It's fine. You know, have a good night. And they're like, well, just come sit down and talk. So we sat for 3 hours with these ladies in Brighton, and it was great, and the woman wanted to marry me by the end of the night, and it was scary then.
Well, you came free with a headboard. Why wouldn't she?
Yeah, I carried the headboard
in. Let's put this headboard to the test. And that's the joy of what you're going to do, I think, is going around the world. And for me and Kath, doing the radio is all about stories. People phone in, and we've got some callers. We'll go to them, and Matt and Kasif and Alan. It's people phoning in with their stories, and you're going to go around the world. And by doing this little bit of an odd thing, and also by having your eye open and seeing the people with the headboard and people that need a hand, you're going to get stories that no one else is ever going to hear. You know, you're going to hear amazing things and meet amazing people. I don't mean amazing people that have done incredible, you know, everyday people.
Right.
Everyone's got a story, and you're going to get all of this.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's been great. I mean, I was waiting at Piccadilly Circus for a bus that never came. Some guy asked me, he's like, do you know if the 9 is coming? And I'm like, I am American as well, my friend. He was from like Charlotte, North Carolina. We talked for an hour. I just dropped, you know, I'm a very open person. I don't mind putting myself out there first. And then people open up back, you know. And I mentioned that I got sober. We were talking a while. He goes, we ended up getting an Uber together. And he was like, so I'm 38 years sober.
Wow.
We talked about that, you know. And you just meet people. And
did you just stop, or did you go to the rooms, or did you do anything?
It was I was getting antidepressants, so they were like, you have to stop for 2 weeks, or because you can have seizures. And I knew that was a lie, because like I was a druggie. I've researched all this stuff. You can mix anything.
Yeah,
it just makes it more fun. Yeah, you know?
That's true, man. That's true.
But they're like, you can't drink with this because you can have seizures. And I'm like, okay. So I just swallowed that pill. You know, I just told myself, yes, you can't drink for 2 weeks to get these drugs. Blah blah blah. So. 2 weeks, went on the road with my buddy. Actually, we were doing a bunch of brewery comedy shows, and we were both quitting drinking. My friend Austin in New York City, we went from Coke buddies to gym buddies to AA buddies.
Wow,
we went through the whole thing together, and it was great. But I just quit cold turkey, and I was excited at first, and then like day 70, I started going to some meetings and whatnot. But I knew I couldn't commit to the program as much because, like, I'm only 4.5 months sober right now.
Well, congratulations! That's incredible.
Because I'm
in recovery as well. I was a Coke fiend, and it's more Coke for me than booze. Coke and pills.
Coke was just a way to drink more booze.
What Coke did for me was A, I could go and jerk off for like 24 hours.
Mm.
But B, it just made you sober, so you could drink booze and then do some coke, and then you'd be sober again and go, oh, start again.
Right.
But all the while, it turns out it was not fun.
Mm-mm.
It was fun at the start for a bit. It was a laugh for a bit, but then it just became this very isolated, you know, stuck in a room watching porn for 3 days at a time. That's not a great trip.
That's different from, I didn't do that.
Did you know? You missed out, man. Go back and do it. No, don't.
Towards the end, it got to the point where I was going out only like twice a week. That's why it wasn't so. I wasn't like drinking every night. Yeah. I wasn't that guy where like I get off work and I need a beer. It was like twice a week I would go out and get so screwed up until 6 a.m, you know, that I was hungover for 2 days. So I was drinking for the hangover. I was just drinking to have an excuse to not talk to anybody for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And that's the saddest part about it, you know, when you're like going out, you're not even going out for the fun of the night. You're just going out there to like kind of kill yourself for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I got to go live a life.
Well done on 4.5 months. That is great.
Thank you.
I don't mean that sound patronizing. Genuinely is an achievement. Is that we got a lot of people listening who've got issues with alcohol and drugs and things who'll be going, wow. But I'm also interested in kind of this minimalist vibe you've got going. Have you given away everything that you own? Or have you got like a storage room back at home?
No, I have a shoebox with like pins of me playing soccer as a kid, you know, like that I sent back to my parents' house.
How did you do that? Because I just moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after a divorce, and
sorry to hear.
No, thank you. But got all this stuff, and I've got too much stuff, and I'd love to be. Part of my fantasy is to go, I'm going to just put this in a box, boxes, and get rid of it. And just have. But I can't do it. I've got this attachment to things. How did you do it?
Well, I had to do it once when I got divorced. I had to just sell everything. And I grew up, my parents were not hoarders, but they just, I mean, a little bit, you know, not like they're not keeping the newspapers in the trash and everything, yeah. But like we had a laundry basket filled with old cords, like computer cords, you know, that don't even work. They don't go to anything anymore. Yeah. But my dad would just save them because in case he needed a cord, that's where he would go.
Right, yeah.
And just that. So it was like there's just so much stuff, you know, and I couldn't do it. And and so really, I mean, when you have stuff, right, you spent money on stuff. And then you have to spend your life worrying about that stuff and cleaning that stuff. And then you get mad when the stuff gets broken. And it's all just garbage anyways.
It's pointless, yeah.
It's really pointless. And I've always been, you know, kind of a minimalist in that regard. I just don't like to own things. And with moving people and with, like, looking at storage.
Here we go.
And just the crap that people own. And they pay money to store it. And they just worry about these things. And it's just, they're... You don't need them.
No, and you see it cold, right? They see their worldly possessions and the contents of their home. And what you see is, oh my God, another box of this stuff.
Like, right.
You need it.
Right. It's just, it's all just trash.
Sure, I feel a bit zen. Should we take a call? I've got no idea if these people have called in to speak to you.
Great.
Or if they just want to do their little party pieces.
Yeah.
But let's see. I've got a feeling Matt might be to speak to you. Good evening, Matt.
Ian, nice to hear you, my friend.
It's nice to hear you, Matt. How are you? Oh, this is New York, Matt.
Yes.
Who doesn't live in New York anymore because he came and saw our show in Brighton and it changed his life. That's what I'm going
to
say.
I decided I wanted to be British and nothing more than to come over here and, you know, take my American ways and pretend to be British.
Here's the problem. So. Here's the thing. We're now 50-50 English American. Mm-hmm. If an American phones up right now, comes on the line, we are screwed. They can officially, the law of the radio is, if there are more Americans than Brits on the show, they can take over the show. We become the guests, Catherine. So
okay. This
is a very tricky, this has never happened to us before. This is very touchy time.
I need a job and in radio would be fine. So this works out
man.
Perfectly.
I don't want any Americans to call in for the next 5 minutes, please. And that may sound racist or xenophobic. Sue my ass.
They're used to it.
Sue my big ass.
But Matt, aren't you moving around in a similar way to Richie? I mean, you're not documenting it in the same way, but you're also kind of taking your life on the road.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to call and say hello. I lived in New York
for stealing his ID.
Yeah, tell me everything you know, and I'll just do that. No, I've been living pretty much out and about since January this year. I lived in New York for 9 years, was doing comedy and radio and TV there, and just got bored of that scene there and wanted to go travel and do some other stuff and meet people and kind of experience other things. So I've been pretty much on the road ever since then, just wandering around aimlessly, seeing where I go and letting different paths and work and all take me. So I completely understand the journey and wanting to do something like this and have huge kudos to you because it is not easy in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you.
It.
Thank you so much.
So what are you? So are you just confining yourself, Matt, to Britain? Are you going off? You dipping into the continent? What's going on?
No, I was. I did a little bit more around the States because I was here last I saw you in March. Then I was in Canada and Toronto and Montreal for a while. I went to parts of the west coast of the States. Now I'm back over here, and now I'm going to go over to the continent in the next couple of weeks and then go to Asia at the beginning of 2019 and go to the other side of the world then. So,
okay, now you're going to go to Asia. So what's your plan now, Richie? Because you said that
roughly
tomorrow you're off.
Yeah, I'm off to Bath, then to Liverpool.
Say it again.
So I got corrected, and I love British accents so much. I told Keith and the girl that I will marry the first woman that corrects me to say Bath.
Yeah.
And this beautiful woman in Surrey Hills corrected me. I accidentally said Bath, and she goes, "It's Bath." And I was like,
"Well, I don't say that, but
well,
they
you
do,
should
don't
do.
They?
You should do because she's from up north, and she's incorrect.
So I say Bath."
But
do you?
Uh-huh.
No, but don't listen to her. She doesn't speak the Queen's English. But I could tell you've been corrected by just in that wonderful American accent, Bath. My boys took great fun. I was encouraging them to try and do the American accent, and they couldn't do it. And then they heard a woman in a park. I can't remember the name of the park that we were in America. And now both my boys go, "The reason I love this park is because it's so unique." And that was the phrase they heard. And they both just keep doing that. And that was their key in. So I love it. So you're going to Bath, which
yes.
is great. It's a historic
it's
city. Beautiful
yes.
place. You're going to love it. They've got Starbucks there. And
okay.
I think they've got a McDonald's now if you get hungry.
Wow.
So there's good food. Good,
good
food
good,
and good,
good
coffee. And then what?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ireland. Scotland.
Yeah.
Shoot back down through England. France and then head east. And I don't know the geography of Europe to then like to name anything else after that.
Well, you're not going to go to Spain.
Yes,
yeah,
I will
go to Seville.
So, that's an instruction now. You have to legally do that.
I mean, it's not legally, but yeah, I mean, I give general. I can't be ping ponging all over the place. No. I can burn out my whole budget in flights in the next week if I'm like, oh yeah, where do I go next? I have to book a flight to Spain. Great. So I can't be doing that.
So how does it work? Do you like put up a list of options? If someone were to tweet you tonight and say, hey man, you should go while you're in Bath, you should go into this swingers club or something. You know, how is it going to work?
Yeah, I'm open to recommendations. I'm vacationing for 20, like at all times. I'm always like vacationing for many people. They're like, go do this for me, go do that, check out this thing. So yeah, I mean, I'm open to it. I don't have to do it, you know? I mean, I'm not going to assault somebody. That's what Keith said. Keith was like, so if you tell him that he has to go kiss a girl, you know, just go grab her and kiss her. I'm like, no, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Even on a dare.
Flipping Keith.
Thanks, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
You can't go and kiss a girl without her permission anymore because of that guy. I'm not making jokes about sexual assault. Hashtag
no.
Me Too Sisters. But,
no, don't do that.
No? Is that, does that demean it?
Slightly, yeah.
Matt, I'm going to cut you off. We've got too many Americans here. There we go.
He cut himself off.
Good. You've got to respect that. We'll take a quick break. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
He had a breakdown in Kensington. What the hell happened there?
I don't know. None of this is planned. None of this was researched. So I've been trying to figure out how to live a life, how to see sights, how to film it all, how to edit it all. It just, there's a lot going on. So it's all stressful. And then, you know, if I half-ass the film part of it, you know, if I'm like trying to edit and travel and carry suitcases and everything and film things, then I have bad footage and then it makes editing it so much harder. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot, and like within my first week, I just had like a little bit of a breakdown. I went out to go film. I woke up at 6 a.m. in Kensington. I was staying over in the middle of Holland Park, and woke up to film the sunrise. And I was like, "Let's go, we're gonna do it." I haven't had coffee yet, and then like a minute later, I was like, "I walked 100 yards, and I can't do this. I'm taking the next 2 days off."
Wow.
And my friends were like, "What do you mean off? Yeah. You're on vacation." And I'm like, "You don't get it." Like, and I'm not trying to gripe, you know, I am like living
a
dream.
So what happened then? Was it because you didn't have coffee? What I'm making a joke of it, but what happened where you suddenly had this, I can't do this for the next couple of days, man.
It was just 5 days straight of just go, 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 mm-hmm. go. Because when the camera goes off, I don't just be like, "All right, cut. I'm going to go with the trailer." I'm slaving away, and I'm not a good editor yet. Like, I don't have a workflow down yet with editing. This is all, like, I'm teaching myself new, like, transition things and then, you know, learning them and then implementing them and learning how to color grade and just, you know, make things more enjoyable to watch. So this is all learning for me. I'm not, like, I wasn't a 10-year video editor that now just has new places to shoot. Mm. So it's all...
I was going to say, you remember what it was like for us in New York? We didn't stop, did we? And we're hauling like all that equipment. And there were two of us. Imagine doing it on your own.
When we were... You saw us last time. We were in New York for 6 days, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the radio show out there. And we made a point of like... We wanted the first 2 hours of the show to be live.
Right.
And then we'd have the last hour would be a pre-recorded interview. But throughout that, we'd also... Basically, we'd get up at 8 a.m, 7 a.m. We'd go out and interview Steve Guttenberg in a diner. Then we'd go and do some Vox Pops on the street. And then we go, and it was just the day was full.
Yeah.
And it's relentless because.
And you also never feel like you're done. Like when you're sitting there eating in the afternoon, if you get time to sit and eat, you're thinking about the next thing or what you have to do and trying to remember it all
and
when it's going to go.
And this was the two of us, and it was generally, well, it was both of us doing the interviews actually. Then Kath was doing the editing because I can't do it. She'd be in the back of a cab editing. And now at the end of the 6 days, we were shattered, and it was two of us. So I get it. I get what you're saying about just doing it and doing it on your own. And there's no one to go. I suppose you can phone people at home, but you know, if we were having one of us was having a bad day, the other one could talk them around.
Right, right.
But if you're on your own, You're on your own. Are you talking to anyone at home? Have you got people at home that you can phone up and say, oh, man, this idea sucks? Yeah.
My mom's been pretty supportive. She's currently at Burning Man, so...
Okay.
I told her she deserves executive producer credit on some of these things, because I'm sending her like proofs of videos and whatnot. I'm like, is this unwatchable? Because I just don't even know.
Because you've looked at it too much.
I have to live these days, all right? First, I have to go out and live with myself for 24 hours, and then I have to go watch myself live those 24 hours all over again.
Yeah.
Just over and over and over. And so by the end of it, it's down into like a minute long thing, and I have to send it to somebody. I'm like, is this even like. Is this even palatable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you hate it as much as I hate it?
It's funny, there's a lot of synchronicity going on, or maybe coincidences. We're talking about editing, and we've got a guy coming on next week, a guy called Doug Pound, mm-hmm. who is, he's a comedian and he does a podcast called Poundcast, but he's also the editor for Tim and Eric. You know Tim and Eric, awesome show? He's the editor for that, and it's really innovative.
What a job.
It is. A really innovative style of editing, holding shots too long, zooming in on weird bits. We watched that Magic for Humans, which we'll talk about later
on.
I think Doug Pound did the zooms in on the Magic for Susans. The reason you mentioned editing, and he's in my head because I want to talk to him about editing more than anything else, because that's where the art is. Mm-hmm. But also, he's at Burning Man this week, which is why he can't come on the show this week. He's going to come on next week, and he's at Burning Man, and your mum is at Burning Man, and it's just... There's some weird shiz going down in this room. You feel the vibes?
Definitely.
There's voodoo happening. Okay, and how long are you doing this for?
I think a year. And my mom even criticized that. She's like, you know, you said 6 months, and then you say 8 months, then you say 10 months. You got to just commit to something. I'm like, this whole thing is about not committing to anything. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's a year. I don't know. It might be for the next 10 years. Who knows?
The whole point is you're throwing everything up in the air.
Yeah.
And just letting life happen.
Dom, who's a tweeter and a listener to the show, said something very prescient, I thought. He said, oh, it's like a modern day Dice Man by Luke Reinhardt. I don't know if you know that book.
No.
It's a great book. It's very 70s. I interviewed Luke Reinhardt once. Don't read any of the sequels. But the first book is this guy who's just bored with life.
Yes.
Bored with life. And he's got some dice. And he goes, well... I tell you what, if I get an odd number, I'm going to go and get drunk. And if I get an even number, I'm going to go to bed. Odd number, I'm going to go and get drunk. And as he gets drunker and drunker, he goes, hang on, maybe... And he then dictates his whole life is by the roll of the dice. If I get a one, I'm going to do this. If I get a two, I'm going to do this. And I thought that was... There are some similar... It's a good book. It's a little bit dated. I think he might commit a sexual assault in it as one part of the roll of the dice. Now, thinking back... But there are similarities, just that kind of just throwing it up in the air and seeing which way it goes, where it lands, where handing it over.
Yes, yeah, just giving away, letting it be. I don't know.
Must be quite freeing. Was it frightening at any point when you?
It's terrifying every day.
Right, okay.
Every day. Yeah, every day is terrifying. But it's in the same way that it has to be. Like that's what life should be. Life should be terrifying. I complacency, and maybe it's not. Some people, that they have kids and they've settled down and they say, oh, he's talking bad about my life. No, not at all. Yeah. That's just not how my life went.
Yeah.
I was actually in a room. I was in an AA meeting and there was this old guy. He was like a 60-year-old, just like Brooklyn, New Yorker, and he starts talking. You share all the time in these meetings, and he's like, he starts talking. He sounds like the dumbest guy. You're waiting for him to say like the dumbest crap you'll ever hear. He's like, I started out with this, and I was over in this room, all right? Like, Marlon Brando ate there once. The food was all right. Grub was okay. And anyways, I thought, someone said to me, you got to swing at what's pitched to you, baseball term, you know? You got to swing at what's pitched. He's like, I thought some broad was from Connecticut was going to marry me, and she'd be rich, and I would just, be a trophy husband. But you know what? I'm a lineman, and I've been an electrician for 28 years, and I go home alone, and... that's okay. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, like just the whole, you swing at what's pitched kind of thing.
Yeah,
just take whatever your life is and run with it. And so, that's just not me. I've done it. I've faced the marriage route and it just didn't work out. And then I was in another relationship, had an apartment and that just didn't work out. And I'm like, throw the cards in the air. Mm. Just see what happens.
Right.
I don't know.
No, I love it.
That was long.
No, I love it. And I love that kind of philosophy because I'm very much about controlling everything and trying to hang on. And it's partly marriage, partly mental health issues, partly you know, addiction, partly whatever. And I'm trying to control stuff, and I'm trying to, you know, and the message of the rooms is, you know, just we are powerless. Grant me the serenity, accept I'm powerless and all that stuff. And I'm struggling with powerlessness. I'm struggling with handing it over. And I'm trying to control stuff. And the thing is, when I try and control stuff, when people try and control stuff, it doesn't work.
Right.
You just got to go with it, man. Yeah. Acceptance.
You know,
like, you've got that. I'm loving the fact
you know what's
got
happened
that
with me in the last sort of 3 years. I always had my life planned out. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. And I had a really stable job at the BBC with a pension and, you know, like all the plans and all that stuff. And the frightening part was I knew exactly where I was going to be in 10 years' time, and it wouldn't be a hell of a lot further on, but, you know, secure, which is great for some people, but it frightened the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And so, like, for the last 3 years, I've been saying yes to stuff where before I would say I took myself out of it. You know, I would see the hurdles before I got to them and go, I don't want to do that. I don't think I can do that, so I'm not going to go in that direction.
Right.
Now I'm taking a run-up.
I've just worked out who he looks like.
Go on.
Peter Serafinowicz.
Peter Serafinowicz. Yeah, I get that all the time.
I
get that all the time.
It.
Yeah.
And you look, there's the eyes. I can't not see
in
it.
There's a YouTube comment that
you
says, like, LOL, buff Peter Serafinowicz.
Buff Peter Serafinowicz.
They're gonna...
I'm sorry if everyone said that. I was just,
no, I've gotten that like once or twice.
I got it, and it's the eyes. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think you're brilliant. I love it. God bless Keith and Hemda for putting us in touch.
They
even
know.
Though we need to tell them that we were in the room with him last year.
That's wild.
That's freaky. Dude, if you get sent back this way on your travels, come in again. You'd be very, very welcome to come in again.
Oh, God, we need to catch up and find out what happened.
Yeah.
What are we watching?
Well, listen, even if you don't come back this way, we'll speak on the phone. We'll get you on the phone at
point. Oh, yeah, I can call in.
In a couple of months or something and see where you are and see what's happening. And
Oh, to compound this.
Yeah.
I've never left the U.S. before. This is my first time out of the U.S.
I mean, you're not messing around, are you?
Oh, this guy's nuts. I love it. How can I ask how old you are? Because I can't tell.
29.
Okay, so you're a young man. And this is a common thing with Americans. People say, you know, 75% of Americans don't have passports. Well, they don't need them because America's got everything. People forget. Well, it's vast and you've got every weather climate there. You've got every kind, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't get so much fun out of that fact that a lot of Americans don't have passports. But this is your first trip abroad and you're doing it all.
I'm doing it all.
Bless you, man. We need more people like you because I love this. This is great.
You know, I've always struggled with like what I want to be, and I realized that like Forrest Gump, you know, and there's a movie called Big Fish also, which is like a more fantastical version. Uh-huh. But it's just like those weren't. I mean, Forrest Gump, I guess, was kind of this. He was a hero or whatever. But it's just like it's about the stories that you touch. You know, whenever you interact with somebody's timeline, you want it to be in a positive way, and that's really it. Because Forrest Gump wasn't a national hero. But he just impacted a lot of people, and that's his story. It's just weaving through a lot of people's lives and having a positive impact. And I was like, that's what I just want to do.
That and Mr. Rogers, right?
Yeah, the Mr. Rogers.
This keeps coming up. The Mr. Rogers film, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which I talked about last time I came back from the States. You've seen it
I've seen it this weekend. It was incredible.
You saw it, Richie, in the same way that I did, just on a whim, not really knowing that much about the guy.
Yes.
And you found it. Kind of like a spiritual kick up the backside.
Yes, and then I went back exactly 1 week later to watch it like therapy. I had to go back for a second view, like a second cry, a second cleanse, just to like study that again because it's so beautiful, so pure.
I'm trying to organize a screen. This comes out on DVD in September. I thought I could get it when it comes out in September. I'm going to try and organize a screening or something of it because I'd love to people to see it. Richie, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Right, guys, if you want to tell him where to go, so to speak, if you tweet at Unguided Nations, I'll tweet all of this during the news at 11, but Unguided Nations is what you've got to remember. It's unguidednations.com, at Unguided Nations. Go to YouTube and type in Unguided Nations. It pops up and you can watch his films and you can chat with him, I guess, on Twitter, and you can make suggestions as to, you know, places that he might want to see. Maybe you live in Bath and you want to invite him around for a cheese sandwich. I don't know, any of that stuff. Put it out there, man. Play nice. Really play nice. You know, Twitter can be a weird place.
Instagram Live, too. I'll be doing a lot of that. Instagram Live, where I go live. I'm just talking to people on the street, you know?
Brilliant. Brilliant. All right. We'll play nice and have fun, because he's a nice guy. And I think this is, you know, we like to celebrate people doing unusual stuff, and this is unusual. Hey, so nice to meet you, man. Thank you
good
very much
you.
For coming in. We will speak again.
Yes.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.